Actually, some of the guys suggested it. Some of the players felt that was the way to go and pulse the team, and we all came to that conclusion. That was the best thing for us.
Can you say who it was that came to you with that?
That was some of the leaders, Frank, Justin, Patrick, Navarro.
Was their argument that they were in a nice pattern right now and might as well stick to that pattern?
Yep. Stay together, you know, be together an extra day. And it's been the majority of our road trips have been that. All of our, well, really, the only games that we don't do that are Seattle and Arizona. So it's a departure in one way, and in another way, it's the same as what we do.
How effective do you feel like the music and crowd noise can be? Did you mix in any Seattle bands today?
Any Seattle what?
Did you mix in any Seattle bands with your music today during practice, and how effective do you feel like that can be to get guys ready for that environment?
Just, I feel like our team's ready. Excited to go play this game, prepared to play this game, and unless I've drastically misread our team, we're ready to play.
Yeah, obviously you've been on the road at the time. Do you still think your team's fresh? Do you sense that they're not wearied by the journeys back and forth across the country?
Well, I would say that you don't strive to be fresh. You strive to be hardened and a callus built up. B, the travel is they've got this brand new invention that's made it really good for us, called the airplane.
There,
you're on it, you're there, you're back. It's a wonderful new invention.
Does the team seem relatively loose this week, and has experience in previous conference championship games prepared them for this round?
The team, as I said, I mean, you have my quote on that. I feel like we're ready to go.
Jim, I've got a hard-hitting question for you. There is a horse named Harbaugh running at Golden Gate Fields tomorrow night. $100,000 California Derby. Are you aware of that horse and your thoughts on that honor?
Tom Rathman told me that. Said that this may have been a month or two ago. Said that there was a horse named Harbaugh that he thought was going to be running at the Kentucky Derby. Tom's a big fan of the horses and the Kentucky Derby. So
going
off at 10-1. Better not underestimate him. He likes being underestimated. he'll use that as long as he can, I'm sure. Is it he or she?
I can get back to you.
Okay.
I'll make a stab. You and the Seahawks seem to enjoy playing against each other. You seem to enjoy challenging each other in these games. And in an era where the NFL is trying to do a maybe more finesse-type game, you guys seem to really enjoy the physical contact of that playing against each other. As a football guy, does that hearten you that this kind of game, you embrace that?
Yes, we embrace that. We're about that. There's other teams though that are very physical football teams and tough teams. And I can honestly tell you, I didn't see a lot of finesse teams that we played this year. I mean, there was a lot of hard-nosed teams that we played, but to your point, I do believe players like to play in these kind of games, you know, big games, a lot on the line, stakes are high, and competition is keen, and so why wouldn't you want to play in that as a player? I mean, how does it get any better than that? It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun for all those players.
Backing off that, the last three trips you guys have gone up there, you've had some pretty serious injuries with Ian Williams, Mario Manningham, Vernon got knocked out of a game, Kyle and Delaney. Does that weigh on these guys' mind at all, or you want them to block it out, just some of the past instances of injuries up there?
It hasn't been mentioned. Haven't heard any of the fellas talk about that.
Carlos Rogers yesterday said he expected to play and that he expected to mostly be in that nickel role.
It's a very good possibility. He seemed to have a pep in his step today.
The news out of Seattle is that Tracy Barker will not be able to play
in this game. What's your reaction to that? I already reacted to that. Took that information in, and I don't have any outward reaction about it. Who is the two names?
Anquan and Frank Gore. I think Frank was fined for grabbing a face mask and a block, and I think that Bolden was fined for the headbutt that wasn't penalized.
Okay. That's the first I've heard of it. I haven't had time to process it for 4 or 5 seconds, so I don't have any reaction to it.
Will you guys go through a walkthrough practice tomorrow at CenturyLink Field, or will it be elsewhere?
We've got a plan. We've got a plan for what we're doing tomorrow. I don't want to give any information where we'll be, when we'll be there.
Have you figured out what you would not give up playing this game?
No, but I did figure out, somebody had asked me, might have been Eric, or maybe it was Mark, had asked about what's the most profound thing, question that Frank Gore had ever said to me. And I did give some thought. Probably maybe the fourth or fifth game coming back from Philadelphia in 2011. It might have been coming back from Detroit in 2011. Frank had come back to where I was sitting on the plane. And it's something that's become kind of an every flight thing where he comes back and talks to me, which I enjoy immensely. but that particular time, he came back and he told me that G-Rose is the best coach I've ever had, and some other things. But G-Rose the best. I wish I had G-Rose earlier in my career, and I think that stands out as the most profound thing that he realized that, you know, very early on, even before our offense, you know, was just in the starting out stage and was just starting to. Have an identity.
As far as the plan, you mentioned obviously how much it would mean to you to be able to play in a game like this before. I came across a quote of yours a couple months after you lost to the Steelers with the Colts, and you said one of your emotions after that game was joy, just because that game was so much fun to be in. Do you remember that, and why would it would seem like it was such a devastating loss? Joy seems like it wouldn't be the emotion, but what was that about?
I remember feeling just a great, I mean, joy of competing. Also, that was right after the game. I really felt there'd be other days, and as it turned out, there were no other days. That was the only day.
having played in the conference championship and coached in it. As far as Saturday night goes, what do you want your players to be thinking about Saturday night before they go to bed? Where do you want their minds to be at?
I'd like them their heads to hit the pillow and believe that they had done everything that they could have done to prepare for this game and then get a great night's sleep.
You mentioned Roman. Think back on that last staff of yours at Stanford. You had obviously Fangio, Roman, David Shaw, Dev Hamilton. Their face and just got
right.
The Vanderbilt job.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize at the time you had a bunch of possible star coaches on that staff?
I really truly believe being a coach's son, the way I am, having a dad who coached for 42 years, that's all I was ever around as a youngster. I mean, the adults were coaches and friends of my parents or acquaintances or professionals that he worked with, and then as a player, that's all I ever had was coaches, and I think I have real good skill for picking great coaches, and that's been a real talent of mine, I believe, and it's was that way at USD, was that way at Stanford, and it's certainly the way it is here. Maybe we could get into that sometime, but I really believe it's been a good skill.
Is
It's been bittersweet.
Probably from upbringing. You know, you just know it. You know, you know a good one when you see one, I think.
It's been bittersweet these last couple seasons. The more you guys advance in the playoffs, it diminishes your assistants' chance of getting head jobs, which has happened again this year with possible exception in Cleveland now.
Yes. It's hard to believe, you know, that, you know, Greg Roman or Vic Fangio or Brad Seeley, and then there's others, you know, but those three for sure. I mean, I've been around a lot of coaches. Those are great coaches. Those coaches are better coaches than I am. And then we have others, Ed Donatell, Jim Tomsula, and other coaches that are coming along as well. So it'll happen. And maybe that is the explanation that, you know, we've done so well, and the timing has not been right. But certainly wouldn't want to change that. But it'll happen. There'll be a smart club out there that gets it right.
All right, guys, we've got Colin waiting.
Colin, got Colin?
Yeah.
Oh, he's over there. You guys love that commercial with Colin? The headphones, the beat. I love it. I absolutely love it. Because it's very true. It's, you know, that's, you're thinking about the game riding into the bus.
Is it like that at all when you're riding?
It's somewhat like that. Yeah, definitely. You're riding in. The fans are all out there. And sometimes they're that way that they are in the video. And the song is such a toe tapper that I get the chills on that one. I'm going
to
get me some Beats by Dre. Those things are... I am sold. That commercial has sold me. All right, thank you very much.